This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to make a key point at the start of the next segment. Remind me to do it. I forget. But I just don't get why people keep betting on socialism and communism and collectivism, and they buy into hype. I mean, I watch people that toady around attacking me, and they just buy whatever the latest bull is and just put it out like trying to be pertinent, trying to matter, and it's so stupid. Don't you see what we're doing, changing the world, fixing things, and then you think we're the enemy? It's crazy. And, you know, I've talked to people like Donnie Deutsch like he's a thug, because he is a thug. He's always threatening the president and threatening his family and shooting his mouth off. And it's like a thug like that, man, needs to deliver on what he's saying there. We need to start intimidating and bullying Americans and calling them Nazis to their face. You're a freaking thug, man. You're a lying piece of crap. And I don't appreciate your fat mouth. You're a coward. There's no way you're going to call me Deutsch. Doesn't matter. You raise $1 million in the ring with me. I'll climb in that ring with you. I mean, I want to get in that ring with you. You run your big fat mouth. I want to bust those lips up so bad. I want to bust your nose up so hard. I don't care what you do to my face. It's not going to do nothing to me. It's because you're a thug. You're a bully. Somebody needs to deal with you. All you leftists, you'll kidnap Barron Trump, raping fake kids on TV, all your crap. You're a bunch of desperate thugs, so they roll you out every time to try to thug out on TV like you're tough. You're an un-American piece of crap. And you know what? I don't have to worry about you. I think Americans are going to deal with you. You're going to run into some real Americans, Deutsch. And they're going to get to run your fat mouth in a parking lot and see what you can do. So sick of these guys that tough all day. They haven't done jack crap, but sit there and lick the rear end of the globalist and grovel to a failing system. But thank God you don't even know what you're doing. You're going down with a ship, and I love it. But I take offense to him saying all Americans that voted for Trump are Nazi death camp guards. When you leftists are funded by a real guy that delivered people to death camps, George Soros, that pisses me off, Deutsch. Knowledge in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead. This knowledge is gone.
No, I'm here.
Go ahead. Sorry to keep you holding. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I initially called about the ingenious optics that Time Warner put on their cover. But that's just for their minions, because no one really truly reads Time magazine. I think it's something to just discard us from what's really going on. You spoke about the disease X. They got that in. They have that in the mix. So if Donald Trump only go 4 years, they're threatening him with that disease. And I really truly feel, it's just my opinion, that if he does not run another term, they will implement that around America. Not right now, they're doing it in China. They're testing, but we are the ace in the yard. If Donald Trump do not run a second election, we may be screwed, because the deep state is so intriguing.
No, I totally agree, but you get why he wants to come in, turn it all around, and get out with class. So he knows how second terms go. Stay there, Knowledge. We're going to come back and let Knowledge finish to Julian and Mike. Then he's taking over. Joel Gilbert's got a full wrath for you lined up. And then the War Room with Owen Schroyer and others. But boom, boom, boom. I'm going to finish up with Knowledge and Julian and Mike real quick. And then we are out of here until I'm going to do live show Saturday and Sunday. There's so much going on. I'm going to be in here all weekend long. But, yeah, I'm going to do an update on Disease X today, I think, because, man, I tell you, that my gut level's got me concerned. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder,
alchemy.
Another world, another time.
Will you turn lead into gold? Did it really exist? Who knows? But now they have technology where they can do it.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
But the real alchemy is a woman from Central America, deported in 2013, bringing her little four-year-old daughter up with her to the coyotes, to the smugglers, into the U.S., crying in the dark because she's scared. Who wouldn't be? Being sent to a refugee family center, never separated from her mother, and then she's the poster child that she was separated as a lie. That's alchemy. You take the abuse of a child through that desert, that hell. God, if a parent gives their kid beer, they take them away. Or if a parent, you know, doesn't give them enough meals every day, they take them away. But you do that, and you're A-OK. That is alchemy. That's taking a crime by that mother and then lying and saying Trump separated her when it wasn't even true. That's incredible. Joel Gilbert, filmmaker, author, researcher, he's taking over in a few minutes. Finishing up, though, real fast, we're talking to Knowledge in Pennsylvania. You were laying out some knowledge. What else were you going to add, my friend?
Well, are you there, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I really, truly believe, and it's just my only opinion, that if Donald Trump do not run for the next election, they're going to pull it out anyway. They're going to put that disease out on us anyway. So Donald Trump must. I know he has a family. I know this is very dangerous stuff. But he needs to be there because we have no one else we can rely on. The swamp is deep, Alex. It's very deep.
No, I agree. But can you believe Trump's real? We were so used to liars. I mean, my gut told me he was good. But now everything's starting to turn around, and then they're lying about everything, and then it gets so crazy, I can't even believe it at this point.
So should we stand with him? Should we stand with Donald? Should Donald stand with us? He must, because if he doesn't, who else is going to take his
time? I'll tell you how cool the president is without getting into the details. He's literally worried about me getting attacked and sees what they're doing to me. I mean, Trump, I mean, he's so good. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's something else. He's like superhuman, man. Hundreds of phone calls a day, constant work, up 18 hours a day. It's actually pretty crazy. And I'll get Joel Gilmer's take on that real fast here in a second, but real quick, let's go to Mike in Canada, then Julian, and that's it. Thank you, Knowledge. Great points. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex, just want to let you know that the fake news is neck and neck up here in Canada with what's going on in the U.S. I had to visit my parents on this last weekend and watched Global News on Sunday completely do a hit piece on their Global BC broadcast. And it starts off with the immigration boat being rejected in Italy. Then it goes to the sob story about the manufactured migrant crisis on the southern border. And the news lady starts off by Trump has called them snakes and criminals. Yet migrants escaping poverty and violence are being separated from their children at the border. This stupid sob story is nothing but fake news, manufactured crisis to cover up the biggest corruption scandal in history, with both the Clinton email scandal and the Trump-Russian collusion scandal. There is zero coverage of that anywhere in Canada. The only one reporting on it is Fox News in the U.S. That's it.
Wow, truer words never said. And despite that, we're beating the globalists right now. But you're absolutely on target. The propaganda where Obama said, bring everybody up, bring everybody. And so it happened. And then they show four-year-old video before they built the emergency centers and say it's Trump. I mean, every level's a hoax. And then they get caught, but then they move on to a new lie before we ever expose the last lie. God bless you, Mike. Great points. Anything else?
Well, it's just sad that they don't have any news coverage showing the obstructionist Schumer saying, we're not going to table a bill in Congress. Well, obviously, what's Trump going to do to appease everybody in the country? Because this is the flashpoint when really the corruption from the last election and the corruption going back even past 9-1-1, going back to JFK, is just, it's just the corruption, as far as I'm concerned, with the Clinton scandal, the tip of the iceberg.
But here's the good news. Trump isn't appeasing them with this executive order. He's playing judo, and it's they don't know what to do. It's incredible. But these people are fully committed to evil. They have no idea how they're in their own little corrupt bubble, like a cess tank, and it's incredible. All right, thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. Real quick, Julian, last caller. Then we have the great Joel Gilbert taking over. Julian from upstate New York, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Trump will be elected to a second term because we need him. We want him. It will be him, regardless of who likes it or not. He's going to stay president.
Listen, when Roger Stone said 3 weeks ago that Trump just wants to turn it around and hand the baton, I was like, oh, I talked to some high-level folks, and that's actually the game plan. And so, but that's
George
if but that's if Trump can get everything turned around before then. And I agree with you. We don't, not that Pence is a bad guy. I'll ask Joel Gilbert that question in a minute, but what do you think?
George Washington tried that already. When he was elected for the first term, he barely wanted to be in there. And they needed George Washington. We need Trump even more than we needed George. And even if we have to write his name in, whether he likes it or not, kicking or screaming, he's going to stay president because we need him.
I hear you. I hear you. Julian, thank you. I'm going to turn this over to Joel Gilbert. He's got a big raft of guests and stuff to cover. But, Joel, you heard my questions there, I mean, about where we are, what they're going to pull, the next scam, what's happening with Trump. This is surreal, the point we've gotten to. And you heard the questions I asked earlier. Go ahead and take over. I really appreciate Joel Gilbert, filmmaker, coming on and hosting here, joelgilbert.net. So the show is yours. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Look, I'm going to have Jack Cashill on shortly. He wrote a great article, How Deep is the Deep State? He's going to talk about how McCarthy went up against the deep state 50 years ago and how similar it is today. And I'm going to talk about also our latest embarrassment out of here in Hollywood. Peter Fonda, known around Hollywood as having a very low IQ, a low IQ of about 4, lashed out on Twitter, threatening, of course, the president's son, the children of federal agents. So I'm going to talk about how liberal violence is going to the mainstream through Hollywood. Don't forget, when Trump was elected, Madonna said, I thought about blowing up the White House. Now, we didn't take it that seriously at the time. But the rhetoric for violence that led to, of course, James Hodgkinson tried to assassinate the entire Republican leadership in Congress. Now you have mainstream actors like Peter Fonda calling for violence against the children of Republicans and the president's son and no consequences. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, how liberalism, socialism, communism was born in violence. 1917 revolution in Russia, the Bolsheviks violently overtook a democratically elected government in Russia. And ever since then, violence is the number
one character. And Joel, I totally agree with you. And the left says they're following a Maoist plan this time through the colleges to project their power. And you've got other Democrats calling for violence against Republicans' kids. Douchebag, whatever his name is, Donnie Douche, on MSNBC saying we're all Nazis. I mean, you're right. They want a violent insurrection. I know you're going to cover when you come up. the fact that they're gearing up for it, so we need to be ready for that.
You got to be very aware of it. Kirstjen Nielsen, of course, the Homeland Secretary, she's being accosted in restaurants at her house. So they're trying to get this idea of violence mainstream, liberal socialist thuggery. They follow this mantra from Mao, as you said. His famous saying was, a single spark can start a prairie fire. And that's what the Weather Underground did, and that's what Obama talked about when he was running for office. He used to say, a single voice can change a room can change a city can change a nation. It's all about taking that one fraudulent idea like the immigrant child separated and making a huge
chain reaction based on hoaxes.
Based on the Maoist idea, a single spark can start a prairie fire. So they're trying to start these sparks that everybody runs with. And unfortunately, they got Ivanka and Melania kind of bought into it. And we have some of the changes in policy, but they'll never give up. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you from Los Angeles, right from the left coast. You know me from some of my films, Dreams of My Real Father, There's No Place Like Utopia, and the new film on InfoWars Store. You got to get it there. It's Trump, The Art of the Insult. It'll be coming up shortly with writer Jack Cashill, a great writer of truth and insight. He'll be with us. We're going to talk about his new article, How Deep is the Deep State? And you won't want to miss this. We will be taking calls at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. First, my couple quick takes. We touched on earlier the liberal violence is ramping up. They're trying to bring violence mainstream against the children of Republican politicians now. Peter Fonda, our very own Hollywood actor who has a very low IQ. He's known to have an IQ of about 4, I'm not joking, around Hollywood. He lashed out on Twitter at federal agents and the president's son. And this is just typical demonstration of that, the fact that inside every liberal, as David Horowitz says, inside of every liberal, there's a totalitarian screaming to get out. This happened, you can even see it on Election Day. 2 million anti-democracy protesters took to the streets protesting democracy, including James Comey's wife and 4 daughters. They protested the free election. You didn't see conservatives protesting in 2012, even though Obama had stolen the election by using the IRS to interfere with the election. The conservatives accepted the fact that Obama was president again. But these liberals, they have a policy to take power and keep power. That's it. That's their perfect world. And if you see in places like Detroit and Chicago, in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, they've been in charge for 50 or 60 years. And it doesn't matter that the whole place is falling apart. If they have the power, they're happy. Republicans at least have an agenda they're trying to push through. Democrats only care about keeping power no matter what happens. I want to talk a little bit about the IG report, and then we'll bring Jack Cashill on. I was not impressed, of course, with the IG report. It was essentially the same approach that James Comey took to the Hillary investigation. Remember, James Comey and Horowitz, they both said there's been a lot of crimes. There's been hundreds of violations of the law and policy. But it's okay. It's okay. Let's just kind of move on. It's going to be okay. We'll handle it. So the only lesson the FBI really got from the IG report is next time we commit treason, don't text about it. Let's have verbal treason next time. That's the entire lesson that FBI is going to take from this. And the biggest thing missing from the IG report, they did not emphasize, of course, Strzok even said in his text, he said the White House is directing it. They want to be updated. So that's what's missing. The IRS didn't wake up in 2012 say, we're going to interfere with the election. FBI didn't wake up and say, let's commit treason and take over the election. They were obviously directed by the White House. And this entire investigation, really, only by having the investigation for 18 months, they've won. 18 months of Mueller investigation, they've won. Because if they're investigating nonsense on the Republicans or investigating themselves, there can be no investigation of Uranium One, no investigation of Obama's background, that, in fact, he was no son of a Kenyan goat herder. He was a radical socialist that lied about his entire agenda. Obama's illegal campaign fundraising from abroad, Fast and Furious, IRS scandal. No one is going to want to investigate this stuff 6 years down the road or 7 years down the road. No one's going to want to go and see what happened with the IRS scandal. So that's what these investigations have really been about, is delay. And that's always been the Clinton playbook. You delay everything, and people just are sick of it and want to move on. Is anyone really going to investigate? Is Trump really going to investigate Uranium One another year from now? So that's part of the story that wasn't isn't brought out. And it's also payback by the liberals. In the 1970s, the FBI and CIA broke up the Black Panthers and the Weather Underground, Obama's heroes, the heroes of Eric Holder. Then, of course, Ken Starr was an independent counsel investigating Clinton for numerous crimes, including Whitewater, many things, and he was impeached. So they see this as payback using the tools of state, FBI, IRS. They want payback, and they want to drive Trump from power because they see that power is their birthright. It's the birthright of socialism, of liberalism. And it's corrupt from top to bottom. I don't think I can stand to hear Sean Hannity say one more time that it's not the rank and file of the FBI. It's not the rank and file. They're corrupt from top to bottom. They're incompetent. Don't forget all these mass shooters, Dylan Roof, the Tsarnaev brothers, Omar Mateen, Pulse Nightclub. These guys were all interviewed under the FBI surveillance, and they said, oh, that's okay, you know. And don't think that Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter, don't think that the FBI wasn't on to him either. So the FBI is corrupt from top to bottom. The left has a passion for destruction. They want a permanent police state with themselves in permanent power. And this has been and continues to be a constant grave danger for America, the radical left Democratic Socialist Party. We're going to go ahead and bring on Jack Cashill now. We'll keep him going the rest of the show. Jack, are you there? We want to talk about a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm here, Joel, and thanks for having me on. Always fun.
Okay, Jack, great. Well, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Let's start off with, you know, back in January, you and I wrote an article, the first people to look at that Steele dossier, and we questioned whether it was written by Chris Steele. And we broke down the language, and it appeared it was obviously written by a Russian or someone who didn't speak English. Can you talk about that article that really was the first to come out that pointed that out?
Yeah, Joel, and thanks for bringing that to my attention at the time, because you're right. When we got into it, it was clear that the author of that article was not an English speaker by birth. There were so many problems with the syntax that no native English speaker would make, even not a good writer who was an English speaker. And as you know, I was the one who broke the news that Bill Ayers had helped Barack Obama with his book, Dreams from My Father, with his genius book. And partly because I do a lot of ghostwriting, I do a lot of writing, and you look for patterns and similarities that are there. And what happens here is that it was transparently not done by Christopher Steele. And yet at that time, when we wrote this story, that was one of the givens, that Christopher Steele was the actual author of this book. Well, of the dossier, and he wasn't. And that was the least of the problems of the dossier. I mean, the dossier we now know is just a concocted opposition research smear job that somehow made it in its way into the highest courts in the land. And
Jack, we're gonna come back in a few minutes. The dossier, for me, when they included the Democrat talking points in there that Donald Trump is not fit to run for president, and so much other nonsense, it was just so obvious. So I think that was a real turning point. We're gonna be right back in a couple of minutes with Jack Cashill. Everybody, come on back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies, Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
I will stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Welcome back to the Alex host for this hour, Joel Gilbert from Los Angeles. My guest is Jack Cashill. He's a journalist who's written many investigative books, including Deconstructing Obama, Ron Brown's Body, Silence, the story of TW-800, and many more. We're going to be taking your calls this half hour. It's 877-789-2539. Now, Jack, you've got a new article out that I was very impressed with. It's called How Deep is the Deep State? And it's a look at the history of Democrats and how, you said, how weak-kneed Republicans brought down a senator. And you wrote,
In February 1950, the little-known Senate backbencher Joe McCarthy boldly disrupted the status quo, declaring that there were at least 57 known communists still burrowed in the Washington swamp. Let's take a look at a couple video clips of Joe McCarthy.
Welcome to Face the Nation.
Senator McCarthy, several weeks ago, you predicted that the United States Senate would censor you and that the cards were stacked against you. How do you feel about that now?
In fact, I was talking to one of my Democrat friends the other day. He told me very frankly he was going to vote for censure because you labeled the Democrat Party as the party of communism.
The charge that the CIA is infiltrated, infested with communists. The charge that the Department of Defense is full of communists. The charge that the Department of Justice, that the Attorney General of the Department of Justice, there's something phony about him.
While our friend Sanctimonious Stu was advising,
I resent that. Advising my first name.
Advising
you better go to a site.
So here we, Jack, here we saw Joe McCarthy. He actually used a name to brand, like the movie, my new movie, Trump, The Art of the Insult. He was actually branding people back in 1950. Can you give an overview of Joe McCarthy? Who was he? What were his concerns? And was there a deep state he was fighting back in 1954?
Yeah, I'm actually right. He was Joseph McCarthy. Everything you know, you think you know about Joseph McCarthy, you don't. What happened is that fake news of 1954 became fake history of 1955, and on. And almost no one on the right was willing to stand up to that kind of sort of systematic slander until Stanton Evans, a really respected scholar, publisher, wrote this brilliant book in 2007 called Blacklisted by History, which I absolutely recommend to everyone in your audience. I just reread it, Joel, just to get a sense of how timely that subject is today, you know? Because what McCarthy was in many ways very Trump-like, very direct, very indifferent to criticism, you know, immune almost to the kind of barbs that most people would throw at him. But he was right. The Justice Department, the Treasury Department, and especially the State Department had been infected by communists especially during World War II, and by the time he first surfaced in 1950, they were still there. He said at least 57 or more. There were at least 80, 100, who knows how many we knew about. Not only communists, but also fellow travelers, and they were in very important positions. Now, McCarthy was doing very well until he understood, he began to see how deep the deep state could be, and that only happened after Eisenhower was elected president. And Eisenhower was a nominal Republican. He was also, of course, a very successful general in World War II and had a lot of popular respect and acclaim. So when McCarthy kept up his campaign against the one branch of the Army, specifically the Signal Training Corps at Fort Monmouth in New Jersey, which was laced with communists, because it's an important place to be where you get information, you get signals, you get, you know, all kinds of documents. McCarthy stepped on one toe that he shouldn't have stepped on, and at least he wanted to preserve his career, and that was Eisenhower's. Eisenhower was trying to protect the Army brand. Before him, Truman was trying to protect the Democrat brand. They cared less about communists in the government who were infecting the government and subverting the government than they did about protecting their own stake and their own identity. And so once Eisenhower got in the fray, about half the Republican senators realized that they would rather be cozy with Eisenhower than they would stand up for the truth. And that split, the pattern persists to this day. You have the Democratic Party, which is useless and hopeless, and you have half the Republicans, the vicious Republicans, who would rather collaborate with the enemy than they would stand up for the truth. But then you have half of the Republican Party that means well and tries to do well in the face of that. And what you have today, too, more than you even had in 1954, was a monolithic mainstream media. So the combination in 1954 was enough to bring down Joe McCarthy. Trump has one major advantage over McCarthy. He has two major advantages. One, he's president, he's not a senator. That's huge. The second, he has the internet. And McCarthy did not have that. So he can create and has been able to create a counter and information stream that neutralizes to a large degree what the major media say and do.
Okay, so
if McCarthy had had that, he probably would have failed.
Look, what you're basically saying is that history is kind of repeating itself now, where Joe McCarthy was up against this deep state that he was warning of, subversive elements, communists, people that were trying to undermine the United States. And here we have Trump as almost a modern-day McCarthy character that is fighting the same fight. Why do you think he could be successful, even if he's president, where McCarthy could not? He's up against a much more vicious mainstream media and an officially almost radical socialist communist Democrat party.
Yeah, I would say in many ways his enemy is more vicious. Trump's is. There's no doubt it's more vicious. I would say that the power is of his own personality. And see, that personality is amplified because he can be on TV or Twitter. They have to pay attention to him. If you're a congressman, you can be neutralized easily, just like, say, Newt Gingrich was after he came to power in 95. But as president, you have that visibility, and now you can reinforce it through social media. I would say that McCarthy, though, had one advantage that Trump didn't have, and he had the FBI. McCarthy had the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover has also gotten a really bad rap by history, and part of it was because he was a diligent communist hunter in an administration from Roosevelt to Truman that had no interest, almost no interest at all, in getting these people out of government.
Well, in terms of the modern deep state on the Republican side, how surprised were you, and were you surprised at all, when we read just in the last 24 hours that John McCain and his staff were encouraging the IRS to persecute Tea Party movements?
Well, you know, in fact, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to. That, I mean, how much more evidence do you need that the Democrats and the vicious Republicans worked hand in glove? And to your point earlier about what the FBI learned, you're exactly right. Don't email. You know. In this case, what shocked me was that they were that careless, that they were that open about their conversation. And here he said, we want to make it financially ruinous to be a Tea Party? And this is an alleged Republican? And then we see the other day that I just tweeted because it was trending, where Steve Schmidt, who is the McCain advisor, said he's no longer Republican. I thought, oh, you were once a Republican? I didn't know that, you know? He was the one who believed that Sarah Palin cost him the election in 2008.
Yeah, the complicity.
Sarah Palin made the election respectable in 2008.
The complicity, I think, was obvious. The fact that there was never a serious inquiry into the IRS interference in the election of 2012 told me that both sides were cooperating. We're going to take calls when we come back with Jack Cashel. How deep is the deep state? 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-ALEX. And we're going to find out more about this comparison between Joe McCarthy, what he was up against, and how Trump is also up against this very deep, deep state. We'll be right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Joel Gilbert, for this hour. My guest is Jack Cashel, the journalist and writer of books like Deconstructing Obama, Ron Brown's Body, TW800, and so many more, talking about his new article, How Deep is the Deep State, where he's comparing what Joe McCarthy went through in the 50s, calling the DOJ dysfunctional, calling out communists throughout the government and in the Democrat Party, and what Trump is going through today. Let's take a call from Mike in Texas. Mike, go ahead. You're on with myself and Jack Cashel. Go ahead, Mike. Okay, Mike, you with us? Okay, we're going to go over to, let's go over to Jim in Washington State. Go ahead, Jim.
How's it going?
Okay, Jim, you're on InfoWars. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
How you doing?
All right, question for Jack Cashel.
I think the deep state's just using this thing of the south of the border, the children, as an illusion, because they don't want anybody to really think about the children that they're taking from the American citizens here in the United States. So they got to keep it, something, keep your eye on one thing while they're over on the other side doing something else.
Right. Okay. Thanks for the call. Jack, how is the, would you comment on how is today's media behaving as they did back in the 50s with Joe McCarthy, where, I grew up in elementary, high school, junior high. We heard about Joe McCarthy. McCarthyism is a bad thing. It's persecution. Yeah. How did his efforts to expose communism and radicalism in the government turn into being blacklisted by history and his very name being a bad word?
Well, the media were much more balanced then, the major media. There were still some significant major conservative newspapers like Chicago Tribune, a lot of the Hearst papers as well. But, so coming into 1954, he still had a 50 to 35% approval rating. He was reelected in 52, 2 years into his crusade, and he carried the Republicans into a majority position in the Senate. And it was only after he went after Eisenhower that the wheels came off. And then the media, like even the Republican media, had to choose sides. Do we take McCarthy's side, who is a, really kind of a straight-shooting, hard-hitting, impolite, rude truth-teller, or do we go with the establishment Republican who has control of the White House and all the perks and privileges that come with that? And a lot of the media abandoned McCarthy at that point. And once they did, then it was all over, essentially. I mean, he was censured in 1954, and he died a few years later and sort of semi-disgraced. So the media matter a lot. They matter a lot less now, even though now they are much less honest and much more vitriolic.
Well, do you see the Republican Party still going through that very same dilemma that they went through with McCarthy as regards Trump? And how far have they come along, whether they're going to completely support Trump or remain an outside force?
Well, that's an excellent question, Joel. And right now, the thing is, if you are president, you have a stronger gravitational pull than if you're, say, Speaker of the House. So what we've seen since Trump was elected, a lot of never-Trumpers have come around, especially among the rank and file. Some of them, like in the media, have so much vested interest in their pouty never-Trumpism, like William Crystal, that they've rendered themselves obsolete, or George Will, Others, though, have mellowed, and they've adapted, because they're seeing that Trump is a more conservative president than certainly George Bush was, or Mitt Romney would have been, or John McCain. John McCain was toying seriously with having Joe Lieberman be his VP, which would have been the end of the Republican Party in the short haul. So you still have a really strong core. And this is why I'd advise your readers not to write off the Republican Party. You write off the Vichy Republicans, the ones who prefer to collaborate than to resist. And there's a lot of them, but it's not all of them, and it may not even be most of them.
Look, I made the argument to some of these never-Trumpers, once Cruz had dropped out, you still had people that were saying, well, we're not going to vote, or we're going to vote for Hillary. It's the end of conservatism. And I tried to point out to them, it's not the end of conservatism, it's the end of the republic. There won't be a First Amendment, there won't be a Second Amendment, there won't be a Fourth Amendment. There will be no conservatism. Trump is an imperfect vessel, but I think he's proving himself to be trying harder and probably more conservative than anybody expected. There was a legitimate concern that, this guy was hosting fundraisers for Chuck Schumer 5 years ago. Is he really going to be conservative? And I think if you see my film, which you've reviewed, Trump, the Art of the Insult, you really see and understand how hardcore conservative that Trump really became. Let's go to Benji in California. Benji, you're on InfoWars, Alex Jones Show with Jack Cashill. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Joel?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's good to be on. I always enjoy your segment. It's very informative. I got a question for Jack and then one for you, one about the deep state and one about Hollywood. Mr. Cashill,
sure.
Can you tell me how much the senior executive services, the 8,000 services, senior executive services, 8,000 of them exist in the swamp up here in D.C., and they seem to, have control of our government by proxy?
Okay, I can't give you a specific answer to that, but I don't disagree with your thesis that they have control by proxy, especially the Justice Department, which has been deeply infected from the left for, since the Clinton era, at least, maybe even before that.
Carter administration.
Okay, second question.
What was the...
Okay, I think we lost some. Let's go over to, Adept in Kentucky. Go ahead, in Kentucky for Jack.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Great. Excellent.
Good, good. The segment's about the deep state, right? Well, here's the thing. You've got to look at it from an eagle's nest sort of view. When we're talking about the deep state, what we're talking about is going back to ancient Babylon, ancient Rome, okay? We're talking about this Saturnian cult that's been weaving their way through history, you know, taking down civilizations. These people, you know, they started Babylonian money magic. I mean, when McCarthy was going after the communists, I mean, all these communists were the Zionist Jews. These were the people that were trying to take down Germany.
Okay, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. You know, historically, there's always been a subversive element, especially in democracies, that are trying to undermine things. Do you think that the McCarthy era is really a repeat of what we're having now, is repeating the history of the McCarthy era, and what lessons do you think Trump should learn from it?
Well, you know, Joel, I think yes, there is an element of repetition, but it's not as though the McCarthy era went away. You know, one interesting historical tidbit is that Joe Kennedy, the father, wanted Bobby Kennedy to be the chief counsel for Joe McCarthy. He didn't get that because I think it was because then McCarthy thought he had a feel of balance religiously, especially since there were a fair amount of Jewish communists he was going to be rooting out, and he picked Roy Cohn, a fascinating character. Had he picked Bobby Kennedy, the whole history would have been different, because John Kennedy would never have been elected president, right? In fact, Bobby Kennedy named his first child Joe McCarthy, the godfather of his first child. And, you know, so there are threads. That deep state never went away. Sometimes it's less toxic than it's otherwise. I think the lesson to know for Donald Trump is stay the course. Don't be intimidated. If at the end of the day you leave with your honor, you're better off leaving with your honor than leaving, having to compromise and skulk away, you know?
I think
McCarthy never compromised.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but McCarthy never compromised, and he paid for it. But, you know, he died on his shield, you know.
Let me point out, people forget that the Kennedys and the Democrat Party back then was very anti-communist. That's why the Weather Underground, SDS, they hated Kennedy. When Bobby Kennedy was shot and killed, of course, Bill Ayers memorialized Sirhan Sirhan in his book Prairie Fire. They hated the Democrats, and the goal was to take over the Democrat Party and turn it into a radical socialist party. And I think that's playing out today. The deep state communists that McCarthy was calling out are no longer simply embedded in the bureaucracy. They seem to be openly on the Democratic Party and even on the top of their ticket in the last few elections. Your comment.
Interestingly, the Kennedys referred to liberals as them. Not us, them. That is Joe Kennedy, John Kennedy. Bobby was beginning to turn populist to attract votes, and Eddie Kennedy was a lost cause. But,
okay, we're out of time. Jack Cashel, how deep is the deep state? Thanks for being with us. You are watching Alex Jones Show. We'll see you back at the top of the hour. Thanks for being here.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.